Saga Egmont presents The Housewife by Alex Kane. Read by Kathleen McCarran. For my grandpa, who never got to see me become a writer. He'd have read every word if he was here, and I'd have been blushing in the corner. For my dad, this book is released on your 65th birthday. Happy birthday. Prologue. The ground was cold, the soil wet, the hole deep. Scrambling, she managed to get to her feet, and she ran faster than she thought her legs could carry her. But now she was on the ground, a blunt force shunting her forward. He spun her around and she was facing upwards. Her sight was blurry, her head throbbing, but she could see the sky by peering through the tops of the trees as she was pulled by the feet back towards her own grave. She'd almost got away. Almost made it to safety, but he was too quick for her. He was determined to make her pay. She was falling now, into a black hole. Soil and thick clumps of dirt were beginning to pile on top of her. Blinking away tears and dirt that scratched her eyes, the woman tried to open her mouth to speak, to plead with her killer not to do this. As the dirt piled on heavy, weighing her down, the darkness began to creep in. 1. He questioned how he would do it. A knife to the throat? A bullet through the skull? Those were the two methods he preferred, and the way the hard men of Glasgow put their rivals in the ground. But which would be the best and most enjoyable way to kill Frankie Conway? Terry Reid, Glasgow's most notorious gangster, asked himself that very question on the morning he chose the second option and shot Frankie Conway, his drug-dealing rival. But drugs weren't the reason Terry put a bullet through Frankie's skull. Of course, he'd been thinking about ending the fucker for a long time, but he'd been presented with evidence that had given him the perfect excuse to finally go through with it. Richie Jackson, Terry's right-hand man and business partner, had been in the driving seat of the car, waiting for Terry to give the go-ahead. Once they'd finally tracked Frankie down, it was game on. The sun shone, and the air was particularly warm in Glasgow that early spring Sunday morning. Frankie had been walking past the park in Govan Hill when Richie drew up. But Frankie wasn't alone. He was with one of his so-called bodyguards. A man like Frankie needed a babysitter. He was one for pissing off too many of Glasgow's businessmen, and it was only a matter of time before someone took him out. Turning in response to the approaching car, Frankie Conway had looked Terry Reid in the eye as he shot him 3 times in the head. He'd gone down fast, landing in a pool of his own blood, before Terry turned the gun on Frankie's guard and shot him too. It was nothing personal against the guy, just business. He had to take out the witness. It was then that Richie sped off. It was early enough that no one else was around. Even if they were, Frankie Conway was the type of lowlife people wouldn't miss in the area. And Terry Reid was the type that no one would speak against, so he was confident that there would be no connection.
"The bastard deserved everything he got," Richie said, as he drove through the Clyde Tunnel back onto their side of Glasgow, their own home territory. "The shit he got away with over the years. I heard the guy owed him money for a bit of coke and he couldn't pay, so he smashed him over the head with a bat and removed his eye. The guy was found days later on the disused railway with his eye in his jacket pocket. And that's just a recent story. Frankie Conway was a fucking nutjob."
"Aye, well, he's paid the price now. I wasn't having him going around telling stories about Cora and making me look like a fucking idiot."